sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, and God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour today on this Thursday, March 20th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This first day of spring doesn't look like it outside, but it is. Thank you, Mark, for reminding me of that. Text message, Tom over in Boyne City. Randy, isn't our state income tax 3.9% in the Constitution of the state of Michigan? He said 3.8, but it's actually 3.9%. The answer, Tom, yes, it is. That is the rate in our state constitution for income tax in the state of Michigan. The history of it, though, goes all the way back to the previous horrible Democrat governor we had, Jennifer Granholm, back in the day when she couldn't balance the budget, couldn't come to a budget deal with then Senate Majority Leader, not the House, but the Senate Majority Leader, Mike Bishop. The Democrats had control of the House. The Democrats in control of the House, in House appropriations spending bills, start the budgets off there. They passed their budget just fine. Mike Bishop, I always tease him when I see him as being a cousin of mine. Hey, cuz, what's up? He said, absolutely not. We're not going to pass this budget. Not going to do it. And as a result, they shut down the state government for roughly about 12 hours on October 1st of that year. I know because I was sitting in the parking lot trying to take a check-in to renew the front license plate of my semi-truck. Totally forgot to mail it in, forgot to send it. I get a call from my dispatcher, Randy, you're in trouble. I'm like, what did I do? You didn't renew your license plate. Oh, my God. Totally forgot to send the check. I got it here in my desk drawer in my truck. She says, well, you got to get to Lansing and turn it in. Made it out to the state of Michigan. $1,800. That's how much the license plate was to be in all states and Canada to have my plate authorized to travel in those states and into Canada. 9 o'clock in the morning, my alarm goes off. I get dressed. I go and grab a hold of the handle of the door, and the door's locked. Check in my hand for $1,800. Go back to my dispatcher, radioed her, and said, hey, They're closed. She went, yes, overnight they shut down the state government. Well, the deal was made, the compromise, that they were going to raise the state income tax from 3.9% in our Constitution to 4.35% with a kiss and the promise that when we got back on our feet, they would lower it back to 3.9. That happened under Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly. What did the Republican governor do? He lowered it from 4.35 to 4.25, which is where we've been stuck for decades. We are constitutionally being overcharged state income tax in this state. And the Republicans in the House are trying to lower it to 4.05. Short break. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Moving on, looking at more stuff happening down in Lansing. And it's kind of interesting. For some reason, and I don't understand this, I do not understand this. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has set a new mark. She's made history by not calling for a special election in Senate District 35. The 35th State Senate District right now, folks, does not have a state senator. 38 state senators in the state of Michigan. Most of them represent anywhere from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up here, the 37th, 8, 9 counties. The 35th does not have a state senator. Well, a little history on all this. Back in 2005, Senator Virge Bonero won the election to become Lansing's mayor, which caused him to resign his state Senate seat effective January 1st of 2006. Well, then the former governor, Jennifer Granholm, the one we just talked about, that completely mismanaged running our state and shut the government down because of Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop. What did Jennifer Granholm do? Immediately, she called a special election on January 3rd, 2 days later, to fill the seat in a very bright blue Ingham County. Bonero was a senator, got elected to be the mayor of Lansing. Later in 2010, he ran as the Democrat hand-chosen candidate as a Democrat for governor. They didn't even have a primary race that year. In 2010, Virge Bonero was their guy. The party handpicked him to run for governor. State senator, had been the mayor of Lansing for a couple of years. Now it's time to run for governor. He ran and lost to Rick Snyder. Now this set a very aggressive timeline because they ran because of her calling for an immediate special election on January 3rd. What it did is it put into process a primary election in February, and then the general election was held just next month, March 14th. What happened? That general election date of March 14th set precedent that this office that was vacated when he resigned effective January 1st of 2006, replacing the state senator for that county, for that district, for that area of Ingham County, 74 days from the date of resignation to the time it was filled. Guess who won that special election to succeed Bonero with this ultra-fast timeline? 74 days from resignation until the election was held and she won the seat. You know who it was? Now, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She had been the prosecutor for Ingham County, handpicked to replace Bonero in the state Senate. That's when her career started in the Senate. And the irony of this whole thing, consider this. Once Whitmer changed chambers, she was prosecutor after she was state senator before she ran for governor. That's correct. She was in the House. I misspoke. She wasn't a prosecutor then. She was in the state House. Well, when she left the House, she urged Granholm to fill her old seat quickly. And what did Granholm do? On March 24th, just 10 days later, she called another special election to fill Whitmer's seat in the House. That ended up falling into, by that time, per our election laws, had to be held in the regular general election that year of November. So she moves from the House to the Senate, created a vacancy in the House, and that was filled in November of that year, 2006. Fast forward to today. Here we are with the 35th State Senate District now left vacant because Kristen McDonald Rivett, Democrat of Bay City, won the race to be a U.S. Congressman. She resigned because she's going to Washington. Rivett resigned from the state Senate, folks, from the 35th State Senate District on January 3rd. Now, as of today, actually yesterday, 75 days later, Whitmer has still not called a special election for the people of the 35th Senate District to have a state senator. In waiting this long, Whitmer has now broken records spanning at least 30 years over four different governor administrations by waiting more than 75 days to call a special election, according to research conducted by MERS News Service. This delay is the longest delay that we've had since 1963's Constitutional Convention. Here's the question. Why is Whitmer waiting so long? Well, because the 35th Senate District has a better than even chance of going to be electing a Republican. If a Republican gets elected to the 35th State Senate District, flipping it from Democrat to Republican, and is sworn in, the Senate goes from a one-seat Democrat majority to, guess what? Gridlock. 20 Democrats when Rivett was there, 18 Republicans. She gets elected to go to Congress, to go to Washington, D.C. She resigns on January 3rd, and now it looks like that Midland Bay City area of the 35th Senate District has a good chance to go to a Republican. Who would be potentially that person? State Representative Bill G. Schuette, Bill Schuette's son. He gets elected to that seat, and guess what we have? 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. We have gridlock in the Senate. The only way anything gets passed in the Senate, if they vote according to party lines, 19 to 19, you then have to call in the lieutenant governor to take the gavel and to be the president of the Senate and pass the tie-breaking vote. There's only one problem. Gilchrist, the lieutenant governor, is running for governor next year in 2026. Do you think he would be willing to break any ties for Governor Gretchen Whitmer unless she endorses him for governor? Which she, to this point, has said she is staying out of it. She is not going to endorse any Democrat for governor to replace her. I'm Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. I say to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, you want me to take the gavel and break any tie votes in the Senate? You have to endorse me. You don't endorse me, I'm not going to do it. Politics is hardball, people. He needs Whitmer's endorsement to defeat Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. He is holding the Trump card. He is holding it over her head, and that's why she is holding off from holding this special election. And if you live in the 35th State Senate District, you guys need to blow up the governor's office phone, email box, send her a letter, mail her a letter. You need to absolutely say, hey, we need a state senator. We are not being represented right now in Lansing. We don't have a state senator because of you, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, the Republicans are relentless in talking about this. The National Republican Campaign Committee, the one that Dave Ajema was the national committee man on back in the day, they issued a press release yesterday saying, quote, more than 270,000 Michiganders are left without representation because of the self-serving McDonald Rivet and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Right now, 270,000 of our fellow citizens do not have a state senator. Well, the problem is, of course, the majority for the state Senate is on the line. This lame duck governor, chief executive, is still not calling for a special election in that Senate District 35 because she knows that Bill G. Schuette has a great chance of becoming a state senator. And if he gets that seat, it's gridlock in the Senate chamber. Republicans already have a 58-52 majority in the House. And they even have a couple of Democrats, Karen Whitsitt from Detroit being one of them, that's voting with the Republicans. They've got bipartisan support of their stuff right now in the House and could end up being gridlocked in the Senate. Folks, this would be devastating for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's last 2 years of being our governor. And that's why she's not doing it. So again, if you guys know anybody that lives in the 35th State Senate District, tell them to start posting stuff on social media, placing calls, sending emails, mailing letters. Bring it up at your county Republican Party meetings. Demand that they call on Whitmer to hold this election. So what is she basically going to do? Not call for a special election to fill this seat, allow 270,000 citizens not to have a state senator for what, the rest of her governorship? She's not going to allow them to have a state senator until after she's no longer governor. Sounds like what her plan is. I cannot figure out what would motivate her to possibly call for this special election. And she wants to be either a U.S. Senator in Washington, D.C., or the next president of the United States. Just so she can protect her power in the state Senate. Right. Republicans should be absolutely blowing this story up. And it's so funny to watch. She is such a partisan governor. She is absolutely hell-bent on keeping her power and not working with the Republicans in the House. Won't even hold an election in the state Senate. Unbelievable. Bottom of the hour news break. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.